So I'm not sure if Julius Sender would have any fears about a soft track on Saturday. I think we've got him back and he joins us now. How are you, Julius?
Oh, well, thanks, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. Barrier 10, what's your thoughts on that in the TJ on Saturday?
Happy days.
Yep.
Yeah. He's surrounded by, you know, well, all the horses are good horses, obviously, but they kind of, the fact that we've got Giga Kick on his inside, we've got In Secret on his outside, so he's, you know, he's drawn, in my view, ideally, the type of horse he is and the kind of race he normally runs. As I said earlier, when we were in heading to the Flemington Newmarket and the Oakley Plate, the one thing I didn't want is to be hemmed up against the fence with a big striding horse like him. The barrier is almost perfect now.
Mm. Has he done much work, the Sydney Way of Going?
Oh, he had a good gallop on the Cranbourne training track last week, thanks to the boys at the Cranbourne training facility, Neil and his crew with Stevie and stuff like that. They gave us the opportunity to go reverse way gallops, which is always handy. And Froggy came out and rode him, and he just came off the track and he said he's the consummate professional. He took to it like a duck to water. He didn't hesitate, changed leads on top of the bend and let down beautifully. So I've got no concerns at this point in time in terms of him handling it from what I've seen in his morning work or the gallop that he went through the other day. And I quite often go reverse way in terms of slow work as well with the horses on Wednesdays and Fridays. So he's not completely fallen to it. It's a different kettle of fish, obviously, a different track, the race pressure and all the rest of it. That's the unknown, but I'm not scratching my head wondering whether I'm making the right call, let's put it that way.
When do you make the road trip to Sydney? It's his first trip away. Do you think he'll handle it well?
Oh, he'll handle it great. No, absolutely not worried. That's his strength. That's the confidence in the horse. I think he's mentally very strong, as I've said 1,000 times before. He travels beautifully. He's got no issues. He'll get on the float probably Wednesday night. He'll get the early hours of Thursday morning, and he'll do his thing from there. Max, he'll go with him. He's ridden the horse all through his career in his track work. He knows the horse well. He straps him on race day. So, we're trying to keep everything as normal as we possibly can. And the plan is to head out on Wednesday, and we'll take it from there.
And prospect of a wet track, maybe not a heavy track, but one that certainly will have the cut out of it. Is that something that you're okay with for Lofty Striker, or is he a better horse on top of the ground?
Ideally, I would say that, you know, the firmer the better. With a horse like him, he tends to be fairly light on his feet, so he handles firm surfaces as well. That said, you're not wrong in what you were saying earlier. He did run on a 10, I think, in the Blue Sapphire, or close enough to. It was still raining on the day, and he handled it okay. He let down and he ran a good race under testing circumstances, only because it wasn't ideal to be on a 10 on his first run back. So from a fitness perspective, to handle a track like that was always a little bit of a challenge. But in terms of being able to run through it and handle it, he was okay. Now, ideally, we probably want something better than that, and hopefully we get something closer to a 5, if that's even going to happen. Do you know what the rating is at the minute?
Let me have a look for you. But they are predicting rain pretty much every day this week in Sydney, except for the Friday. So just looking on Racing Australia, the current rating at Randwick is a soft 6.
Right, okay. So obviously if that rain hits, that's obviously a possibility. If it does hit, we're probably looking at something around that 7 or so marker, I hope. So perfect Nirvana would be a better track, but somewhere in that 6-7 range is not going to cause too many dramas, I wouldn't think.
It's going to be an exciting build-up. He deserves a Group 1. He's had a brilliant campaign so far with Group 1 placings as well. Did I spy that you've got Moya Lass in at Pakenham on Thursday?
Oh, yeah. Well, so what I have done is obviously we normed and accepted with her, because that was is the contingency, if you like. I've also obviously got her in at Randwick on Saturday in Deirdre Knox, and we'll monitor that closely. She's a little bit of a different commodity, so to speak, in terms of making the travel there and back, and we've got other options and aspirations with her as well from a long-term perspective. So I didn't want to just work with the one possibility. We're going to keep every option open. Acceptances haven't closed at Sydney for Deirdre Knox just yet. So we've got some time between now and tomorrow morning to work out what that looks like and what the strength of that field is before we make a decision 100% whether we head there or we try and get the maiden out of the way here and then work on what we want to do with her from a long-term perspective.
All right, we'll watch that. She'll be something to bet on at Pakenham on Thursday night, wouldn't she?
No, well, so she ran a great race the other day. I think she was a little bit unlucky to not finish closer. It didn't quite work out the way I thought it would from that inside barrier. You know, they sat and dropped anchor in front and then made it a bit of a sit and sprint. Didn't quite work out for her till she got some clear galloping room and she hit the line well, which was great. So she still has to go back and do it. Nothing is easy today in racing. As you know, Michael, they don't give races away. So at the end of the day, she's trained on well. It'll be a nice race for her. And it's a big field. So 2,000 meters, big field. Filly that tends to settle in and run home. You know, you need an ounce of luck with that. But my gut feeling is just looking. I haven't gone through the detail and done the form on the race yet, but based on the way she ran previously and the way she's come through that run into her training now, she'll be very competitive.
Julius, we wish you all the best, especially with Lofty on Saturday in the TJ.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Mike.